embassy, all the envoys, which would go from...
Yeah, the contract law won't have any
Right, and if, you know, like the Italians going to Italy, I mean, Italians going to Germany would speak French. And the Italians going to England would probably speak French. And then the English going to Spain would probably speak French as a diplomatic language, an international language of the kings. All irrelevant, but kind of trivially interesting. Is this garlic? Who likes garlic? Do you like that? Anyone?
他那个因为4.0版本跟那个3.0版本完全不一样，那不一样，而且后来是没什么效果，主要是当初是当初3.60嘛，他把他的这个原大不是什么中国什么信息什么，哎，他说保管了，那我们也开源了，什么这事儿过就过了，就是这样的话，我们在舆论上没有失败就齐了，反正我在那死撑了1年多，完了组织了5多次这个技术讲座，反正有些反正有些影响力。他们那是啥呢？那个CK家的，而且那个50多万行代码，很少有人能把它看明白。后来我们就把它，对于我们那个金山卫视的那个叫什么界面库 Backbin 啊，对它详细解说。后来今年呢又开始说这个云计算，因为我们开源卫视基本上是一个是它的那个就客户端的源代码放出来了，另外一是把我们源泉的这个接口也放出来了。今天是说云接口，说反正那公司也没想通该怎么开源嘛，而且它的核心也不能开源。我对那个叫什么特征的这个提取，还有网络的这个传输协议，我不能开源，一开源就完了，人家那个病毒厂商不就把我们搞死了？所以基本上是算自然消亡吧，自然消亡吧。
当时是不是有希望说你开源
做，
就很多厂商也
做
自己的病毒软件，
还
做
自己
蓝本啊？
病毒软件
？I would like
to trade some code.
Change. Change.
当时我们是希望啥呢？各个厂商呢？各个厂商呢，通过开源，哎，理解我们的这个实力。最后呢，就是说我们因为有开放接口嘛，你直接接入就行了。哎，这个我没点吧？谁点的？
没点啊，我没点毛豆。
有人点了，没点。我们不是热桌。
很容易期待的一件事情就是，别人把你的代码拿去，然后用在他的这个病毒检测引擎，他放在服务器上。
那最好啊。这个没有，因为啥呢？没这需要，没这需求。
这个是啥？
口水鸡啊，不是飞机肺片，飞机肺片，没有鸡皮，这都是牛肉。什么牛肉、牛肚啥的，对不对？
牛肚。
区别没啥区别，它各家的话，它的软件整体过程是一样的，但是具体的那个算法，还有那个后面支撑的那个叫什么所谓云鉴定的还不一样。比如说我们后台有近50款这个专杀软件，对，进行集群式的巡查，就是我一个位置样本超过40多道那个不同的那啥软件，就是说出来它到底是不是，但别的厂商不一定，别的厂商有可能就比如说把金山毒贩拿过去，完了把卡巴斯基拿去，请上面软件专杀一下，得出一结论，它综合一下就是它的结论。
Madame, je pense à toi. Madame, thank you.
因为姓名方式比较方便。
没，只开源了客户端，客户端软件就是那个卫士，金山卫士，客户端软件90%开源了。我后面就算是开源了，你也架不起来，因为一个是它就跟云计算一样，你是运营东西特别复杂，它不是技术复杂，技术其实很简单，问题是你怎么样确保这200多台机器每天稳定的能够处理4000多万个样本，能够确保任何一个可疑样本在30秒钟之内出结果。你这我可能你不一定能出来，因为啥呢？就是我们有一线的那个，就很多时候还得要人工去判定的，它每天大概会有大概30到60个那个未知样本，你要人工去判定。
因为
那个叫啥，现在杀毒呢，它基本上是啥呢，都不是那种以把你的机器搞死的那个为目的的病毒，实际上现在全都是木马，就是它骗到，就是偷到你的这个，比如说 QQ 的账号或者怎么地，把你这些虚拟的这个数字资产拿走。比如说你买的那个，你好容易打出来的那个游戏的装备，他拿过去就卖掉了。然后什么 QQ 币什么的，就会其他方式转成现款。就是他现在是整个一个黑色产业链。啊，就是你机器坏了，对他没任何好处，他根本不干这事儿的。甚至于有的人那啥，还替你帮你把这个机器给你优化掉，让你玩游戏更顺畅。像个这样，这样的话你会更加积极的打击，打完击的话，你直接给别人倒腾走了。
牛逼啊！
所以这个病毒定义早就变掉了。早就是这样，09年之后就是这样了。之前07年、05年以前还是算是叫药剂吧，就是我学校我的技术，哎，我能把那搞进去或者怎么着。后来发现这样的话，生意不好，大家都不这么做了。
But in Canada, we don't usually say, you know, your English.
那熊猫山那个人被那啥呀，被你给招走了呀？
对啊。Yeah, that's right. We say we're French, or we say we're English, we're not English from England. We're English from Canada.
哎，这个收一下。
French
from
France. French from Canada.
你听说过爱范吗？
It's just the language we're speaking. We're not talking about. 爱范。
爱范。
就是那个拇指科技专门宣传果粉的，
意义完全错误，好不好？我们现在
是苹果，它是自己最重要的厂商，没办法，好不好？
但是你大众形象就是这样。
Well, I just made a presentation in Harbin last year about Canada, and I was surprised to find the. I was surprised to find the.Nice.
这个是机芯，这也是机芯，ChinHat。
Thank you. I was surprised that, well, you've already answered the question, but I'll ask it again. What's the third language in Canada? Can you know? You know, first language in Canada, or the most popular language, is English. Second most popular is French. Third most popular is Chinese. Fourth most popular is German. Fifth?
Spanish.
No, surprisingly small. Something like, I think Italian. Italian. And then Spanish, probably after that.
South American.
German, Spanish, Italian. And what else? Thank you. You want to get one? One for yourself?
Ah, you know what? Just 分享就行了。
So, you know, it's amazing. And many immigrants, of course, were from Germany.Canada is a multicultural country. So, in Montreal, where I'm from, the biggest city, also where I'm from,
么再来武川。
Montreal is the second largest Italian speaking city.
加羊油的，他把它当羊，他把它当羊肉串好。
How do they work this out?This was a statistic that it's hard to sort of understand and believe, but apparently true. The number of Italians speaking Italian in the whole
is
the second or third, let's say, in the world, including Italy. You know, so I don't know how many people are in Rome, there must be a lot. But maybe the rest of the cities in China and Italy are smaller cities, you know, without multi-millions of people or something like that. Well, anyway, it's kind of a weird statistic that that many people in Canada are in Canada, in their home. Now, they don't speak Italian necessarily on the street or in the business. Because their Italian parents and the Italian community in Canada teaches their children Italian. Italian kids. We call them Italian kids. They're actually Canadian kids. Canadian kids that are from Italian in the background normally speak at least three languages. They speak French, they speak Italian, they speak French in Quebec.